this on?
I heard someone say that it took balls. You know a tiny little bit about that, right?
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
We are getting closer to Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
From London.
Eric's
jolly
going.
Jolly old London town.
Eric's going, right?
Yeah, company expense.
Wow. Oh, wow, your job is paying for you to go to Money in the Bank. Interesting.
Surprise invoice.
Yeah, we got some more matches added other than the two Money in the Bank matches.
Right.
So I guess you could be like, yeah, you know?
So I saw that and I canceled my trip.
Yeah.
Because who else is going to make Woo Burritos?
Of course, we need those Woo Burritos. Yeah.
No, it's looking so horrible.
Right.
How can you have Dominic versus Cody as a pay-per-view match?
That's terrible.
For real.
What?
That's for so real. Terrible. My God.
Who? Also, you guys didn't realize that is back.
Oh, yeah.
I brought back. No, don't look. There's some more surprises coming.
But, oh, boy.
You know, since Aaliyah's been gone. I decided to
wait, Aaliyah?
Bring back Aleister Black.
Aaliyah?
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. Aaliyah, yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah. You know, she had the oi, but I missed Aleister Black's thing.
You oied her out of here.
Yeah. I thought his was better. Yeah. But speaking of the Woo Burritos that Eric's going to be making.
Woo Burritos.
How many of those are you going to make?
I don't know. How many do we need?
Like, I don't know, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
25?
21 or? 20, oh, no.
20, 20.
22.
Wait.
22.
Oh, it's not the 22.
That's it.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we just exactly.
Wait, what are we going to use that for?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Joe.
That's it.
It replaced the air horn, which we already have the air horn here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So.
Hey, Joe, how many times have we seen this rematch?
Oh. 22. That's true.
I got to fix the volume, make it louder, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
There's
how many times
ones.
Has Roman defended that title over 1,000 days?
22.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How many rematches this week?
22. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, SmackDown and Raw were shows on television that some people watched.
Right, yeah.
I feel like this.
A few shows have ended, so, you know, it's kind of like.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having a show hole, you know?
A show hole.
Show hole.
I have a show hole.
I know. You've shown me. No, it's like, you know, Barry ended.
Well, you got Secret Invasion.
Yeah, Succession.
Next week.
Yeah. Ted Lasso.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that it's going to be as good as those shows.
Mayans is kind of like in the middle of its season, but it's the last season.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Hollywood Hogwash. Yeah. I'm Andrew. Eric, oh, making a guest appearance.
You're going to miss the best intro, TV intro bracket that we're going to do.
Oh, yeah,
man. For Hollywood Hogwash.
It's a good one.
Yeah. That's right. Get on that Patreon. We got two Patreons. We got patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. Best TV intro of all time will be on that Patreon. And, of course, we've also got the What's Wrong With Wrestling Patreon, and we have to thank a couple new patrons this week. Thank you to Jacob Phipps and Daniel Sadler. Thank you to those two people. You want to be like them? Go to patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling. Only $5 a month. You can cancel anytime. Weekly AEW recaps, all the pay-per-views, so many brackets.
Yeah.
What was the last thing we did? Oh, we did Andrew versus Joe. Wrestle Fights 2. Who's the better wrestler, Shawn Michaels or Triple H? That was a good one.
Go
check that out. It was a lot of fun, especially for Eric.
Yes, it was. It was. I loved it. Loved every minute.
Yeah.
Almost as much as the first one.
Right, yeah, sure. Yeah. So SmackDown opens with Paul Heyman and Solo Sikoa, but they're immediately interrupted by Jey Uso. And Jey tells Solo, I don't know if I can forgive you for stabbing Jimmy in the back. He's your brother. I'm your brother. We're all brothers, except for Paul Heyman.
Well, I mean, at this point.
Yeah. And Heyman tells Jey this is only Jimmy's fault. Did Jimmy tell you he was going to superkick Roman at Night of Champions? He made your choice For you. Jimmy is jealous because he knows that Roman is grooming you to be the next tribal chief.
Bullshit.
And that starts... That starts tonight because you're facing Austin Theory tonight for the United States Championship.
Hey, Matt Venture.
He's definitely grooming him because he is going to fuck him.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy. So Jay accepts the match. Heyman sticks out his hand, but Jay says, yeah, I'll get back to you on that. But like when they first said this, I was like, oh, cool. Maybe Jay, that would be interesting. Give Jay the United States Championship as a way to... You know, pull him away from Jimmy some more.
Right.
But, you know, they didn't do
that. You know, then you get into fantasy booking and it's all downhill from there.
But, like, yeah, I think that would have been a good idea. Get the U.S. title on someone that's interesting, not boring as fuck.
Right. Who's really hasn't really done anything on the show.
Nothing. Again, they hadn't beat John Cena at WrestleMania, and since then they've done nothing with him to push him or anything.
Has he
What a waste. Fended it
since then?
I'm sure.
Yeah, at Backlash, right? It was Lashley and...
That's right. Uncle Bobby.
And Lashley Your nephew. And Uncle Bobby.
Yes.
Speaking of Lashley...
Where the hell have you been?
I mean, are you really missing him?
No.
No.
Didn't think so.
No, not at all.
No. Like Kurtz on Christmas Day, we don't have a vehicle for you.
Yeah. So backstage, Sami Zayn tells Jay, you know, being in the bloodline was one of the best times of my life. I made you laugh even when you were trying so hard not to.
Hey, crossing
the... I think that was...
Cross the cross
Sammy,
line.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, that was great because of all the moments where he was making Jay break character.
Oh, my God. Right. It was great.
He said, we could have stayed together, but the tribal chief has made that impossible for me, and now he's doing the same to you. He tells Jay, listen to your heart. Mm. Listen to your heart.
And your
before
dick.
Before he walks away. And then he tickles his nuts a little bit. And then later in the show, Heyman tries to bribe Jay some more. He's like, oh, the private jet, that will be yours when Reigns retires. Like, what's the plan here that Jay's supposed to believe that Roman's going to retire and then just hand him the championship? And then here's the keys to my private jet.
To the fucking G6.
Like, is it
guess what? It's full of seafood.
Yeah. Is it like the Inouye family jet that's been passed down to the head of the table? Like the head shrinkers.
Yeah, I don't think the Wild Samoans could afford a private jet.
Yeah.
Still can't.
If they do, it's like the one from Major League.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So Heyman sticks out his hand again, and Jay tells him, I don't know why you're so happy, because if I'm in the bloodline, then you're out the bloodline.
Oh, that's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Wow, now Heyman's going to try to fuck him over.
Probably.
Don't show your hand, Jay. Here's my hand. What do you have? It's not how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too smart.
Right. Not showing you my hand.
Can you guess? Next up, we've got Santos Escobar versus Mustafa Ali. Money in the Bank qualifying match with Rey Mysterio ringside and LA Knight on commentary.
Yeah.
Foreshadow.
Escobar gave Ali a Hurricane Rana off the steel steps. First of all, this match was really fucking good.
Yeah.
Right.
Even though it was just like, I mean, it's not for nothing. It's a Money in the Bank qualifier, but
sure.
It's not like these guys are feuding, but they still had a really good match.
Yeah.
Santos hit a great suicide dive. Ali's one of the best sellers. He charges at Escobar. Escobar moves and he just eats the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
It looks so fucking great. And then Ali, yes, he deep throated that bitch. And then Ali hit a tornado DDT jumping off the top rope. But Escobar ended up hitting the Phantom Driver off the second rope for the win.
It's nice. Nice.
And then after the match, the rest of the LWO came out to celebrate and act as if they have a fucking chance in hell
at
winning either match.
When Ali,
maybe Vega, but
when Ali probably not. Like did the backflip off the top turnbuckle and like onto the floor, landing on his feet.
Yeah,
that was really good.
Yes.
Also, Escobar, was that like a Ultimate Warrior tribute gear?
Nah, he's always worn the tassels.
No, but like it was like hot pink and bright green.
Maybe. Mm.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit.
And then when Ray came out, he was like,
He was pointing at something.
I don't know.
Who are you?
Whenever we do a Rey Mysterio impression, what happens?
Escobar, congratulations. Now you're going to be in the Money in the Bank. It's like a piñata, but instead of hitting it, you have to grab it, like I have never.
Thanks, Ray.
Oh, God. I got dark.
That's Ray's perspective. Anyone to Ray sounds like a monster.
Right, right.
Because of him.
Including his wife.
Hello, Ray.
We've done that joke before. Next up, Kayla Braxton introduces Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. But before she can interview them, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler walk out. And Shayna says, those NXT women's tag titles were created because of me. So technically, those titles are mine.
Huh?
And, I mean, she's not lying because, I remember, who was it that they were the tag champs, but then Nia Jax and Shayna beat, I think it was Raquel? Was it like Raquel and Io in NXT?
I think it was Raquel and Dakota.
Dakota.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then they lost to Shayna and Nia, and then so, like, the next week, Regal was like, well, we'll just make our own titles.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So Ronda says, I've been crunching some numbers and we've been running through this division so fast that we're going to be hungry soon. It's like you just won those titles.
I thought that was Ronda sounding like Hank for a second there.
Yeah.
Hank's wife.
But Hank's she wife. Says this division.
These titles are for us.
This division isn't big enough for the two of us. We want yours.
What
so.
Division?
Yeah, I know. What? They just won the belts. What are you talking about? You're running through the division. Yeah.
Right. You beat the Party Girls on Raw?
Yeah.
Katana?
Yes.
By the way, they're clearly unifying these titles.
Well, they said that.
They have before tonight, they did? They said that?
They said it right there.
No, I know.
In the segment.
Well, I mean, you're assuming that they're going to do it. They never... That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
They said right? it. No, it's
the
official.
The announcers said it. It's official? Yeah.
Well, Fire and Dawn said it, and then right after they said a unification match.
But what I don't understand is why did they come to NXT with the titles? I guess because they just don't have enough women. Didn't they just have a battle royal in NXT?
To unify the titles.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah. They make all these titles and then unify them. Then 6 months later, they present new titles.
Then they separate them. Then they'll separate them again.
Is my point.
Right.
Why do they keep going back and forth? That's like, make a decision.
There were women's tag titles for Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. And then because Vince wouldn't let any tag team in NXT hold them, then Triple H was like, fine, we'll make our own. And then now it's like, all right, no, let's get rid of those again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But again, because if you're going to be the women's tag champs, you got to show up on all the shows. You got to at least show up on NXT sometimes.
Correct.
And like Sasha and Bayley did a little bit, but for the most part, they weren't. Yeah. For the most part, they weren't letting anyone do that.
But Damage Control did. They were going around everywhere, kind of.
They went to NXT?
I think they did once, yeah.
Well,
Damage Control?
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't watch NXT, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, they accept the unification match. They attack Ronda and Shayna, and after a brief brawl, Fire and Dawn stand tall, and Ronda and Shayna retreat.
So,
but of course, Ronda and Shayna are winning this match.
Of course,
I just thought that
Fire and Dawn's first match will be losing to them.
Yeah,
I thought the whole segment was horrible.
Of course,
and even the new girls were bad.
Yeah, well,
oh, is that Roy? You're gonna take more title? It's fucking Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. It's not like a couple of idiots, you know
right?
I mean?
Right?
Like
they're gonna kill
Ronda
you.
Ronda and Shayna, and you are
who are you?
Yeah, the fuck? You're laughing at them. I'd take them a little serious if I were you.
Right.
Oh, look what he needs to. And go take on titles.
Oh, look, he's going to take on titles in these days.
Oh, maybe we should go grab a cup of tea before the match, eh? What do you say, Fire?
Rather. No,
I heard the one talk, and then it went up to the redhead, and it was even worse.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, you're gonna fight us. What do you think? Well, I don't really think they're gonna be us. No way.
Like, you remind me of like the stepdad from like the original Kingsman.
All right, Muggsy.
I was thinking Muggsy.
Hey, yeah. Muggsy.
You better get out of here, Muggsy, before
and
get
out. Ronda's just like bitchy too. She's just lame. It's all bad.
Right.
It's
not right. Good.
Her, next up,
it's like her gimmick is I'm on my period.
Her gimmick is I don't want to be here anymore.
Her gimmick
I don't
is
do right. this anymore.
Gimmick is just period.
Have, yeah.
Have you seen the show that she's on Fox?
No.
Have you heard about it?
Oh, some reality show, right?
Yeah. Called Stars on Mars.
What? Right. That's, yes, I did hear what? About that.
It's like a reality show hosted
on Mars.
No.
Oh.
No, it's not on Earth, but they just simulate Mars.
What?
Yeah, it's really dumb.
It's hosted by William Shatner.
What?
And this it's exists? Got yeah. Lance Armstrong.
Of course, he hasn't done anything anymore.
Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Lance Armstrong because of
McLovin.
Because of like the 50% of Americans that will confuse him for the astronaut.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
That's Lance Armstrong. I think he was the first man on the moon.
Was he the first man to cycle on the moon with cancer? Yeah, I think he was.
He won the Tour de Moon.
Oh my God.
And now he's going to win the Tour to Mars 7 times.
Yeah. But anyway, what I was going at is like, she's even terrible on that.
Oh, horrible.
You like, watch it?
It was on while I was playing Zelda.
Now that I know about it, I'll be watching every episode.
Oh, sure. Wow. Yeah. All right. Joe will have to give us the weekly Stars on Mars
Ronda Rousey update.
Like, as long as the doors are closed, what's the difference?
Is there
zero gravity somewhere?
No, they go outside.
Here's a dollar bet.
Is this hot? Or cold?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just depends on the sun.
Here's a dollar bet that will never pay off. Will there one day actually be a reality show on Mars?
Oh.
Before we die.
No.
Before we, in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they said the trip is 6 months?
7 months.
Well, my rocket's faster than yours.
It takes a long time to get there, but we'll be there.
Elon's gonna go. Now a reality show? Yeah, what else are they gonna do when they're there?
Dude,
when I was a kid. Right.
When I was a child, there was a commercial. I'll never forget it because it aired so many times. But it was like, scientists say by the year 2010, we'll travel to Mars. So like, they keep pushing it back. Elon Musk's rockets keep exploding.
Yeah.
It might happen, but who knows?
When was the last time we even went back to the moon?
Yeah.
It's been decades.
Well, they're supposed to be going back soon.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Like, it's NASA? Like all of like technology has a card subject to change.
Well, it's complicated, right? These rockets explode.
Oh my God. And you can get lost laying in your bed, trying to fall asleep, watching videos of astronauts faking that they're in space. What is this? And then they show the proof where the guy's on the wire. This woman's hair is standing straight up. That's not what gravity would be. It would be like kind of waving. Like the whole thing, and then you see the video where like, oh yeah, they're on harnesses. Like they jump up, spin, and then they kind of fall, and the guy brings his harness down. You got to see these videos. That like, is NASA faking that people are in space for some reason?
Oh, shit, next week he's going to be telling us the Earth is flat.
As a fucking pancake.
They definitely photoshopped some pictures. I've read about that and heard about that. Because apparently, just wasn't good enough on the moon. But
yeah. Well, have you heard that we haven't been back to the moon because aliens told us not to?
That's amazing.
That'd be better than what the real answer probably
is. Go down that YouTube hole.
Stop going on the fucking moon, all right?
Well, me and AJ Styles, flat earthers. Right there. Remember, AJ Styles is a flat earther.
Yeah, I know.
Remember Daniel Bryan when he was trying to get fired?
And you are too now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hardcore.
You watch enough YouTube videos with scary music, you're going to believe anything.
There's a wall of ice around the entire planet.
Of course. Makes sense.
Explain why no one's allowed in Antarctica.
And, like, I think AJ even said, like, I'm not saying I believe him. I'm just saying they make a lot of good points. Yeah.
And so we're like, AJ, we're up at 1 a.m. watching creepy YouTube videos too, buddy.
Right.
We get it.
Moving on.
Speaking of creepy YouTube videos,
Bayley versus Meechin.
Check out our YouTube.
Another Money in the Bank qualifier with Io Sky and AJ Styles on commentary.
Right.
Bayley won with the rose plant.
Mm-hmm.
After the match, Scarlett walks up and Styles walks up to Styles and Styles like stand there like, am I about to get a blowjob or something?
Oh, she's gonna blow him.
He was excited and then she blew some. I'm sorry.
She blew some poison.
Orange poison. And,
because AJ Styles busted a nut in his pants.
Yeah.
But she blew poison in his face.
Hi, can I have some poison? Sure.
How many people are going to be color would spitting you like? Things?
I start a joke. You do this every week. I start saying a joke and then you just cut it right off.
Sorry.
I'm just saying, like, at the poison store, like, why are there different colors? You got the spit is green. Now you've got this orange powder.
Yeah.
What happened to good old clear?
clear poison.
Yeah.
Invisible poison.
Undetectable.
You can't see it, Eric.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't be good for the cameras.
So then Karrion Kross puts AJ in the cross jacket. I don't know why they needed the poison. He could have just grabbed him from behind like he did anyway.
Right, because his back was literally to him.
And then he lets him go. Meechin runs to them. And Cross lets go of AJ. Scarlett jumps on Cross behind the barricade. Cross ran away because of Meechin.
Yes.
Well, he's not allowed to hit her, but she can hit him. I'd be pretty scared about
and
that, too.
Scarlett's not going to defend him.
No, definitely not.
No.
Next up, Adam Pearce gives Asuka a new championship belt. We were wondering how they were going to solve this problem of you have the red belt on the blue show and vice versa.
Right.
And Adam Pearce got Bianca Belair to agree not to interrupt the presentation with a promise that she'll get a title rematch. The new belt looks just like the one she had.
Same exact thing.
Except it's gold instead of red. It looks like Roman Reigns, except it's a white strap instead of a black strap.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. Someone made a YouTube video or made a video on, I saw social media where it's like, here's the WWE Championship for the last 10 years, and it's just a W, W,
yes.
Because The Rock revealed, remember, The Rock's the one that got rid of the spinner.
But the spinner had a W also.
Yeah, but it wasn't gigantic.
It was most of the belt. It was the spinner.
But there was still design on it, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. No, that wasn't great
either. It was
different. Yeah, that wasn't great either. But I'm saying, like, The Rock revealed it, and it was like the Attitude Era, you know, version of the logo. Then when they gave it to Brock, I think after Brock squashed Cena, they gave him just the new with the new logo on it. And yeah, they just
new.
It's the same fucking belt for the last 10
it's
years.
It's literally the same belt. And now over under 9 months that they unify these two titles.
Over.
I don't know.
Anyways, I guarantee it.
So Asuka's got it.
And they're so excited about it.
Yes.
You're already the champion. This isn't a new, you didn't earn this.
Right.
We're just like, hey, instead of this, take this. That's the thing. Okay.
Yeah. Right. We're removing the show from the title.
Yeah. Hey, do you want a red crayon or a gold crayon? I guess a gold crayon.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be excited?
I've had
about
the red crayon for a while.
Right.
But now the Raw Women's Championship is now the WWE Women's Championship.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Which will be on SmackDown.
Confusing the lineage.
Once again. Right, so the WWE Championships are on SmackDown.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The World Championships are on Raw. What's the difference? I don't know. Try to figure it out. So then the music hits, and it's Charlotte Flair with a new face.
What did she change more, her face or winning the title and losing the
new
title?
New face, new title opportunity.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. So Pierce tells Charlotte, you need to wait in line, but she says, I don't wait in line. I made the line.
Didn't it used to be, I am the line?
Yeah, I am the opportunity, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Flair tells Asuka, I want that title. And Asuka's like, Correa, Correa.
Right. Literally.
Alex Correa.
Carlos Correa, I accept.
Oh, yeah, Carlos.
And then Asuka spits the mist, but Flair ducks and gives Asuka a big boot.
Mm-hmm.
The title match is the night before Money in the Bank on SmackDown. Thank God. I'm just glad it's not on Money in the Bank. And I guess Charlotte wins, right? I mean,
I'm sure. That's what she does.
Why not wait one more week then to give the new belt? I don't know.
Right.
Timing.
Hey, we made this new belt for you. Welcome back. God, it's so fucking bad. I assume it's going to be a three-way at some point, but I don't really care. I hate Charlotte. She's never gone long enough for me.
Yeah.
And it's when she returned. This is what she does every time. She comes back. She wins the title. She loses the title. She leaves. She comes back. She wins the title.
Yeah. She's only there for like a month.
Yeah.
Wins the title immediately.
Yeah.
And she'll get cashed in on literally that night or the next night, next pay-per-view. She'll win it on SmackDown. They get cashed in the next night.
We can make that shirt. Like win title, lose title, leave. Repeat.
Seriously.
It's pretty good. Or
she's back for a month, leaves for four.
Yum. Yes.
You know?
Every time.
Comes back with a new face, wants a new title shot.
That's it. Wins title, loses title, leaves, new face, repeat.
Right. Win title, lose title, new face, repeat.
Yeah.
Botch job, repeat. Jesus.
Botch face. Next up, we've got Butch versus Baron Corbin, Money in the Bank qualifier, with Trick Williams and NXT champion Carmelo Hayes watching from the front row. Michael Cole said that Carmelo Hayes could be cashed in on by the Money in the Bank winner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chucky, wow. Ducky, quack, quack.
I guess that happened with the women once, right? Charlotte cashed in on Ripley.
It really elevated that whole division.
Anyways, Butch wins with a shitty roll-up.
Yeah.
A really shitty one.
Tangled horrible. Up his legs and horrible grabbed his nuts.
Was that
horrible.
Yeah. After the match, Corbin punches Trick and Carmelo punches Corbin and they're separated by officials. I mean, after you see this, how will Carmelo Hayes possibly be able to beat Corbin?
And he's right. Got backup, too.
Very easily.
Right. Also, hi. Yeah, question?
Yeah, yep. Yes.
You so, turn. Was Corbin getting his ring gear from the lady from AEW that retired?
My God.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was just going to the gym.
We right. should never have seen his legs.
No. Is he back to his sad pale... Corbin? Is he homeless?
No. He has
might as well be.
A shirt with the sleeves cut off.
Yeah.
And gym shorts.
Yeah.
I thought it was Eric wrestling. He's got so many tattoos on his legs.
Nah, thank you.
This is like Trailer Park version of Baron Corbin. Trailer Park Corbin.
Wait.
But what? It's like, yeah, you have Carmelo.
Oh, Corbin, oh. The way he's dressed.
You have Carmelo Hayes there. You know, you brought Corbin to NXT. You want people to watch NXT.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a match. But Corbin's losing on SmackDown. Like, you already know he's not going to beat Carmelo Hayes. But he's, even on top of that, he's got a title match coming up and he's losing right. matches.
Apparently, he was supposed to fight Dragunov tonight.
Corbin?
Yeah.
Well, I don't care.
Again, you're right, though, Andrew. Why have him in this match? He's had plenty of Money in the Bank chances. Plenty of them. So why is he even in this match? Like, so he can just lose? Oh, that looks really strong for NXT.
Yeah.
You're fighting our worst guy.
Yeah. So, yeah, backstage, Corbin confronts Butch, but Cameron Grimes lays him out. So everyone's just kicking Corbin's ass.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Los Lotharios are back on NXT.
Okay. That's great.
Wow.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah, well.
You done?
Nope. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sure. It's Eric's phone time, guys. Next
I'm looking
got
at
Shock
NXT, you fuck.
I don't care. Who gives a
we
shit?
We don't recap that show.
Half the guys on Raw are on NXT now.
That's true. We'll talk about why later.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Shotzi versus Io Sky, Money in the Bank qualifier. Bayley attacks Shotzi while the ref wasn't looking. Io won with the moonsault. Good for her. I'm rooting for Io to win Money in the Bank.
I think she's the obvious choice right now.
How many have they qualified?
Four?
I don't know.
Five?
Vega, Bayley, Io. Who else? Who else is in there?
That's the whole roster.
Becky.
Oh, Becky. Zoe Stark.
Zoe Stark. So maybe one more.
Trish.
Raquel?
Raquel, I don't know about that.
Like a few weeks ago, I was like, yeah, Raquel's winning the briefcase.
Yeah, but
she's not even in the match.
Would you want her to?
I mean,
smiling baby face? She's terrible right now.
Oh, I know.
Next up, we go backstage and pretty shitty tell KO and Sammy, oh, you should defend the tag titles against us. Then the Brawling Brutes walk up because they want a title shot. Then the Good Brothers walk up because they want a title shot. Then LWO walk up because they want a title shot. Then the Street Profits walk up because they want a title shot.
Hey, welcome back.
Yay, yeah, Gary. Yeah. I missed you, girl.
Kevin should have said, all right, if you've won a match in the past year, you can stay in this room.
They all walk out.
They all leave.
So
they're like, well, I guess there's nobody.
No, none of you. Okay.
So Owens freaks out, which has been his gimmick since WrestleMania, and it's getting old.
Right.
I don't like it. It's just, I feel like he's like, you know, they really got nothing for us right now.
Right.
So I'll just do this freak out thing that the fans, you know, he's basically phoning it in.
Yeah, you think like this is not something that they told him to do. He's just like, I got to do something here because I'm fighting these idiots.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Like I'm just... You're in limbo right now.
Like, I could almost see him taking a break.
That's why I was saying, like, get these tag titles off of them so they could do better things now. Like, all we needed was the win. We just needed the fucking moment of them winning, beating the Usos, that's it, getting back together.
Like, I would love for them to lose the titles. Owen takes a break. In that time, Sammy wins the title. Owens returns when he does and destroys him.
Well, I think...
And then again, you can, they feud? Come on.
Sure.
No. Why not?
For a title?
No.
For a major title?
They don't need to... No, they just had the biggest... Getting, you can't do that. You can't have them keep breaking up, becoming friends. That's already been done multiple times.
Only by DX.
I don't think Cody wins the Rumble again to earn his title shot. I think he earns it another way against Roman, if that's where they're going.
Uh-huh.
I think Seth drops the title to a heel. Kevin Owens wins the Rumble and then takes that title at Mania.
It's so cute that you guys just created your own fantasies about what's going to happen in WWE. You know, I feel like there's a word for that, you know?
You fucking mark!
Well, that's why we watch, Andrew, to hope that once in a while,
Joe,
something fun happens.
Of course Kevin Owens is going to win Royal Rumble.
You I like how
fucking
sweet.
Mark!
Of course, Eric, Sami Zayn's going to win the WWE Championship.
You fucking mark!
Hey, you guys remember this moment right now.
Yeah.
We're in June.
You know what? I've got a prediction, too.
Money in the Bank,
there's going to be a seventh guy. It's going to be Bobby Roode. He's going to win Money in the Bank and cash it on Roman Reigns that night and win.
You fucking mark.
I like how if you
at least mine's realistic.
Prediction.
Anything else except wrestling, it's fine. You fantasy book wrestling... Hit the button.
It's it.
You fucking mark.
Like, how many times did you fantasy book the ending of Breaking Bad? You know?
Sure. A TV show or a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter because you knew it was going to be good no matter what. That's the difference.
I mean, I did a lot of fantasy booking for Barry, and I was a little disappointed with
the
ending.
Barry was disappointed, sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyways, we got Jey Uso versus Austin Theory for the United States Championship. Jey super kicked Theory into the ref. Jey hit the Uso splash, went for the pin, but the ref is dead. Then Pretty Shitty Deadly comes out and attacks Jey. Jimmy runs out and makes the save, but then Solo Sikoa attacks him. Solo goes for the Samoa spike on Jimmy, but Jey grabs his arm. Jimmy goes for a super kick on Solo, but Solo moves and he super kicks Jey. And Michael Cole made sure to tell us 5 times, he didn't mean that. He didn't mean that. Hey,
how do you know?
He didn't mean it.
How do you know, Michael? Maybe he fucking meant it.
That's what Wade Barrett said.
How do you know?
And then Bailey.
I've got some bad news. He meant it.
Bailey grabbed a microphone and.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Shut up, Michael.
He didn't mean it. Jey told me. He told me that I'm going to try to super kick Solo tonight, and if I miss and I hit Jey, I didn't mean it.
Jesus.
He said it just like that, like a fucking child.
Right.
So Jimmy throws Solo out of the ring and dives on him. Theory and the ref wake up at the same time.
Amazing.
Look at each other.
Yeah.
Wink.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
And then Theory gets the win. Jey got super kicked 10 seconds before that.
Right.
Yeah.
And just
Jay's
a super kick.
Only guy in WWE that can't kick out of a super kick.
Right. He got kicked once.
What the fuck?
I know.
Once.
At least do one A-Town down, right?
My mother kicked me once.
Once.
Yeah. A-Town down. At least do your stupid finisher.
Yeah.
After the match, Jey pushes Jimmy and walks away from him. And then Heyman smiles and tells his phone to call Roman Reigns. And next Friday,
he's not watching.
The previous week, they teased, will Jey fall in line? He's got to make his decision. And that was this show.
This one.
Jey didn't make his decision. And now already they're saying next SmackDown, Jey Uso makes his final decision.
Final.
Will he fall in line?
And then you hear in the background, is that your final answer?
Yeah. So that's the end of SmackDown. Mm. Now, before we move on to Raw, Father's Day is this Sunday, and Joe, I know for a fact that you didn't get our dad anything yet.
Oh.
You fucked up. Damn, what is it, dog? I forgot it's Father's Day.
Didn't get a gift for her.
Well, look, I know all of her fans made the same mistake. Don't worry, because our sponsor, Manscaped, has come to the rescue.
Mm.
You and I both know your dad needs some serious grooming in his life.
Oh, boy.
So grab your dad the Performance Package 4.0, and he'll thank you for helping him tame his beast. And if your dad's like our dad, he's got a honker of a cock. So you got to tame that beast, you know what I'm saying?
And if you're not down with that, we got, maybe not that, but... you should look. This is a great gift. I mean, even if you just get a couple of things off the site, You know, it's a gift that you wouldn't expect and that you absolutely need. That's what's great about this gift.
I mean, come on. For your dad, don't you want him to get his dick wet? I'm like, if he does do Manscaped, he'll have two words for her.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So go to manscaped.com. Use the code. This is the code. Who are you is the code at checkout.
A gift for your dad, but it's really for your mom.
Exactly. Manscaped.com. Use the code who are you at checkout. You get 20% off plus free shipping. We've all used the products. We all love them, right, guys?
Absolutely. Know? Look, so I work in like a warehouse, okay? And there's constantly bay doors opening and closing. It gets hot as hell in there.
Yeah.
But since I got back my ball deodorant, I have been so fresh and so clean down there. Nothing worse than like, you drop trow and like nut stink hits your face.
Wow.
Eric used to come straight from work sometimes and I would smell his sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls.
He sits right next to me. But yeah. Since you've used the ball deodorant, it's a lot better, I gotta say.
He gets right in there, gets a big whiff now.
Oh yeah, now it's great to smell.
Yeah, absolutely.
The lawnmower 4.0 will help you shave your balls. It's gonna look great. Your lady's gonna love it. So don't forget, that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code WHOARYOU. Perfect. That's it. 20% off, free shipping.
Do it.
Don't forget that you came from your dad's balls.
Yeah. Oh.
This year, show your original some love with Manscaped.
Your dad will love it.
Yes.
And your mom will love it more.
That's, yeah. All right, so on to Raw.
On to Raw.
Speaking of Raw.
Yeah.
Raw opens with Rhea Ripley getting a new belt. Mm.
Yep.
I love a Raw opening with Rhea.
Adam Pearce presents Rhea with the Women's World Championship, which looks exactly like Seth's, except it's a white strap.
Right.
On. And then Dominic comes out and he's like, did I hear strap on?
Yeah. Right. It's funny because, like, I sent you guys the video Friday of Asuka getting the WWE, and I was like, so does that mean that Rhea gets the Women's World Championship?
World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, yes, they can't say that.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, the bantamweight.
Yeah. There you go.
Like UFC.
Phantomweight.
So the fans booed Dominic.
Ghost weight.
And then the music hits, and it's Cody Rhodes. Whoa! What do you want to talk about?
Right.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Adrenaline in.
Yeah.
Something, something, Cody Rhodes.
So Cody says Brock Lesnar doesn't have the balls to face me again. So Cody challenges Dominic to a match at Money in the Bank.
Hey, Dominic.
Yeah, that's great, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is not a pay-per-view match.
This is like a main event match.
Yeah.
Like it should be on main event.
Rhea's got nothing going on, right?
No.
No.
Correct.
It'll be a two-on-one match, essentially.
Wow. Right. That'll be it. So Dominic won't answer. So Rhea finally says he accepts as Miz is trying to attack Cody from behind.
Oh, speaking of
balls. So it was just bad timing.
Because
as she's saying he accepts the match, there's supposed to be a moment for that. But like Miz attacks Cody. Cody knocks Miz down, but then Dominic attacks Cody from behind and retreats.
Immediately runs out of the ring.
And then we have Cody versus The Miz, and Cody wins with just one crossroads.
Well, yeah, come on.
How many times has Cody fought The Miz since he's been back?
I don't know.
A couple.
Yeah. There was a triple threat that they were involved in. It hasn't been that they've been wrestling a lot. He's just been on Miz TV like 10 times.
10 times?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I think it's a little bit higher.
So later in the show, Kathy Kelly interviewed Cody backstage, and Cody cuts a little promo. But I noticed that Cody was missing something. Did you see this?
The back of his head?
No.
He was bleeding pretty good from that match.
He wasn't wearing his cast. He had no cast on his arm.
Healed?
Yeah. Well, after the match?
Healing
he
cast.
He had the cast on.
Healing cast.
In the match.
Yes, no, to protect
then
it.
Then an hour later, he's got no cast. And he's like, I'm going to fucking kick Dominic's ass.
Hey, clearly a mistake.
Right?
Oh, fuck.
Or what? I just need a cast for my broken arm when I wrestle?
Yes.
That's got to be their excuse, like when anyone brings it up.
No, I think you're right. I think they fucked up.
I mean, how could he forget? He's like really using his hands in this promo.
Right.
You can see that nothing's there. What the fuck, man? Yeah. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Becky Lynch. She teases winning Money in the Bank, and she shits on Trish Stratus and Zoe Stark. And, I mean, it would make no sense for Becky to win Money in the Bank, but they need some star power in this match.
They do.
And she's the only one, really.
Well, I mean, you get Bayley.
Bayley, all right, fine.
I think after Io, she's the next one up if Io's not getting it. Because that would be a big pop.
I can see Vega beating Asuka or Charlotte, getting a roll-up on them just like Liv did, you know?
Man,
and then losing it a month later.
Right.
Like Liv did.
Like Liv did. so then Becky tells Zoe what she has and doesn't have, but Zoe's response was so bad. Take a listen.
Oh. But there is a few things that I know about you. I know that you are special in this ring. I know that you have a finesse, an agility, a power. You are built like a pit bull, but I also know the one thing that you lack is a personality.
Hold on, no. Becky, you of all people, you want to talk about personality? Can you not own a damn mirror?
A damn mirror?
I say goddamn.
I mean,
Jesus.
I look at my personality in the mirror every morning.
I know, right?
I guess she's been around Trish for, you know, too long.
That's true. Yeah.
Let me teach you how to suck at Mike Skills.
Just horrible.
At Mike Skills.
Let me teach you how to suck Vince's... I mean, suck on the mic and suck Vince's
They
stick.
Know that.
Yeah. So Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville interrupt, but Becky says, like, all right, enough talk. Good God. We've already heard enough terrible people on the mic.
Yeah.
So Becky makes Chelsea tap to the disarmer while Zoe watches from the stage while standing on a ladder.
Well, she couldn't see.
Like
she's
a 6-foot ladder.
Yeah. Wow.
That's probably true.
It's like 4 feet tall.
Since there's no stage anymore.
No, it's all flat.
It's just you're on the floor.
Yeah.
So yeah, fucking lame. Then we've got Matt Riddle versus Damian Priest, Money in the Bank qualifier. Priest told his buds that he wants to go out there alone, so... Priest is teasing this babyface turn that...
Right.
I mean, I do want Judgment Day broken up.
Right.
But out of all the people, Damian Priest gets the...
Me and a coworker fantasy booked this, too.
Oh, yeah?
The Judgment Day breakup.
Yeah. And what happened in your fantasy booking?
Balor beats Seth.
Uh-huh.
And Priest, who had won the briefcase, immediately cashes in on Balor and wins.
The problem with that is
fuck that. I don't like it.
The problem with that is way too much Judgment Day. You see there? It's a lot of Judgment Day. You know?
I'm sensing a lot of judgment.
A lot of Judgment Day. Yeah. Dominic beats Cody too in your little stupid fantasy booking. Judgment Day.
I got a fantasy booking.
Yeah.
Oh, Rhea Ripley kicks Balor, Priest, and Dominic in the nuts. At the same time, and we never see Dominic or Damian Priest ever again.
Not bad. Not bad.
Oh, I think we have a button for that.
You fucking mark!
You didn't get one earlier.
Well. I did get one.
You need another.
So, Riddle went for a springboard move, but Priest grabbed him and hit Razor's Edge for the win.
That was cool.
It's interesting. Yeah.
So different. For Money in the Bank, we've got Damian Priest, Santos Escobar,
Butch,
Nakamura, Ricochet and L.A. Feet.
Yeah.
I think there's only two possible winners in this.
Who's your second one?
Priest.
Oh, because of this whole turn.
In fact, Priest, when they show the people, there's five guys in the back, and then Priest is like, he's like on the forefront of this whole fucking thing.
Right, right.
So he might be the favorite.
Maybe, unless Finn costs him. The briefcase somehow?
By accident or something.
Yeah.
And then he does the same to him.
Plus, they're already talking about the cash-in, like in that later segment.
That's because we haven't had a successful cash-in in 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, you know this one is not getting fucked up.
That's true.
Big E, like the last 3 out of 4 were failed.
Yeah.
Big E was successful, but yeah.
Yeah, right.
So after the match, Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser come out and they beat up Riddle. Then we go backstage where Byron Saxton interviews Natalya. Take a listen.
Some are saying that you haven't been the same, Natalya.
Well, maybe never being the same is a good thing. Because being me has gotten me nowhere. And maybe I don't even know how to be me anymore.
Thank God.
I don't even know who I am anymore. Because she lost to Rhea Ripley.
She looks in the mirror and she says, bottom right.
Yeah. Who are you?
Who are you?
I don't even know who I am anymore. Like, just her right. acting there was so bad.
What is the point of
Maybe
that?
Maybe it's a good thing I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah. There's got to be, we're going to get an arc with her. Like, she's getting some kind of storyline.
No, it's just heel turn. That's it. She's like the Big Show of the women.
Yeah.
She turns twice a year. Like, every six months.
Just what do they need her for?
Yeah, that's it. Every 6 months.
And she's like, I can be whatever they need me to be.
No, please, we don't need you, period. Just go away. Stop it. It's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Commissioner.
Even Byron was like, what the fuck is that? Anyways.
A symbol.
Next up, we have a backstage promo from Jinder Mahal and Indusher.
Uh-oh.
Did you guys watch this or fast forward?
Fast forwarded it.
You did?
I didn't see it. Was it right after or right before a commercial break?
You got to see it because
was it during a commercial break?
It was coming back from commercial.
Oh, shit.
Can you pull it up
Mahal,
on YouTube?
No, it's not a big deal. I'll just do it for you. But like, Mahal's cutting a promo on Shelton Benjamin and Cedric saying like, oh, we'll give you a proper match and we're going to murder you. Mm. And you got Veer and the other guy standing there. The other guy's just, you know, looking angry. And Veer clearly doesn't know what to do with his hands in this segment.
Oh, that's great.
So he's got a big beard and he's stroking his beard for like 30 seconds the entire time.
That's so
he's just like playing with his beard. Like just like not even like like a cartoon villain.
Right.
He's just like.
He's combing it.
He's just like, what the fuck are you doing? How does whoever's producing this. How did they not go, all right, cut, let's do that again. Hey, Veer, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, right.
What the fuck are you doing? And then Veer's like, I love carnage. Yeah, we get it. You love carnage enough.
We know you love carnage.
No one knows how to stop me. I can't stop. Okay, that's great. Please, shut the fuck up.
I can't stop. I won't stop.
I can't stop touching my beards. Mm. Oh, God. Is there anyone else? Please! Where's Shanky? Shanky was better than this.
Yeah.
Shanky!
He must be a free agent too.
I miss saying Shanky. So next up we've got Ricochet versus Bronson Reed. We saw this 3 weeks ago, so.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There it is.
Okay. Feels so good pushing that button. Reed threw Ricochet into Nakamura, who was watching ringside. So Nakamura attacked Reed, giving him the DQ win.
Yep.
Then Ricochet yells at Nakamura, but Reed runs them over. He sets up for the tsunami, but Nakamura and Ricochet team up and suplex Reed off the second rope. And the crowd loses their goddamn minds.
Their goddamn.
Right.
A fucking very loud and undeserved holy shit chant.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, did the ring collapse?
Was it piped in, maybe?
No, they were doing it.
Where were they?
I don't know. It was a good crowd. They piped for they popped for everything, though.
Yeah.
They did.
Especially,
it's got to be a place where they never get raw.
I don't know. It was a good crowd, though. But, I mean, for holy shit, for a suplex off a second rope, I mean, good God.
Right.
What the fuck?
A double suit. It took two guys.
Yeah.
Wichita, Kansas.
Really?
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Whatever. So backstage, Ricochet demands a rematch with Reed for next week, but Pierce tells him he's already got a match with Nakamura. So Ricochet threatens Nakamura if he gets involved in his matches again.
Oh, what are you going
to
do?
Is Reed just going to get added to the Money in the Bank match?
Oh, God.
No. Probably.
I say yes.
Fuck.
Right.
Next up, we've got an in-ring promo from Finn Balor.
I don't want to.
Baller.
Finn calls out Seth freaking Rollins, and he comes out, and the crowd won't stop singing Seth's song.
Yeah.
They do it for the entire segment, so much so that Balor gets lost multiple times in his promo. Like, this was not a good segment, because Balor didn't know how to react to the fans singing.
No.
He was like, oh, I've been waiting 7 years to say this, so you people better shut up. It's like, really? You've been waiting 7 years to say this? You could have said this any week.
Rollins was great here, though.
Balor reminds everyone that he beat Roman Reigns his first night on Raw, and he beat Rollins to become the first ever Universal Champion. But he kept forgetting his lines, and even Seth was like, at one point, he's like, say it! What are you going to say? All right? And Balor eventually challenges Seth to a match at Money in the Bank for the World Championship. And Seth laughs and says, after our match, our SummerSlam match from 2016, one of us got bitter and one of us got better.
Loved it.
So Seth accepts the challenge and asks which Finn Balor will show up. The one who beat me at SummerSlam or the one who's been walking around like a little bitch. And Balor just stands there like a little bitch.
Like a little bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, you know. Weren't you worried that he was getting to the demon there? Don't burn it again.
I was kind of hoping.
Hoping?
Right.
It's better than this Finn Balor that walks around like a little bitch and goes, and flexes.
Oh, I know, God. But like, man. The demon just keeps losing now, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's not special.
Still better than this.
Couple times we've gotten the demon, he's lost, so.
Well, right. We know he's going to lose. I just don't know why they did this match 3 weeks ago if you're going to do it again. True. At the fucking pay-per-view.
Right. You
know, we've already
right.
seen these guys wrestle multiple times. I'm sure it will be really good.
Yeah.
But we know what's happening.
Yep.
Oh, we know. Even later in the show, Kathy Kelly interviews Seth, and he issues an open challenge for next week. And then also for NXT spoilers, although it was last week, Bron Breakker challenged Seth to a match, and this week Seth accepts. Mm. So next week he has an open challenge on Raw.
Yep.
And then he's going to win, because then he's got to fight Bron Breakker on NXT.
Right, right.
On Tuesday night, and he'll win. So Monday night, Tuesday night, world
title. This is where their booking doesn't make any sense. Well, I've got an open challenge on Monday, and then obviously I'm going to win, obviously. And then I'll fight you, Bron Breakker, on Tuesday. And then, you know, I mean, I got a match with Finn Balor a few weeks after that, so I'm going to beat you, too.
I got it.
Yeah.
You know who answers the open challenge?
Mm.
Bron Breakker. Yeah. And then they fight again on NXT the next night.
No. No.
Yeah. That's what the writers go, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
I have a feeling it's going to be like...
Usador.
Yeah.
It might be like Damian Priest just to try to be like, hey, I got it again.
Right.
Look at me, I answered it twice.
Right.
And Balor's like, what the fuck?
I mean, is there just going to be 16 guys like with their music? Like hit the button, me, go.
Yeah.
Oh, good job. Austin Theory, you got there first.
No, it's like an auctioneer. Yeah, I got 25 here, 20, 30, 30, 30,
30, 30,
30,
30, 30, 30 cents, 30 45, cents. 45, 45. Oh, 45 cents. Wow. Later in the show, we see Balor talking to JD McDonagh, and they're talking as if like they're not in character.
Right.
He's like, yeah, man, you know, you got to do this and this, and you got to say, you know, blah.
Do a job for dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, fish and chips again for
potatoes.
Me.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
That's racist, but I like it.
Potato man, where the hell have you been?
Yes. One of the best Simpsons jokes for sure. So Damian Priest walks up. Balor congratulates Priest on qualifying for Money in the Bank. But then he asks him, you won't cash in on me, right? And Priest says no. But
he's like, no, you're not winning.
Yeah.
How would I cash in on you when you're not a champion of anything?
He tells Balor, you know, Seth's got you all fucked up. So finish this at Money in the Bank. It's like, you got it. I'll definitely lose.
But it's almost like they made up again. I mean, I know it's wrestling. You can.
Yeah,
you know.
But he's like, don't fuck up.
Don't fuck up.
Don't fuck this up. It's like, yeah, okay, great. What is this for the Finn Balor, Damian Priest match that we've already seen multiple times before they were a group.
Yeah.
So I don't care about this.
Right before they were a group, right?
Yeah.
They were
we saw it in NXT and we saw it on the main roster.
Yeah.
We don't need to see it again.
Nope.
Then we've got Raquel Rodriguez versus Shayna Baszler. This was shit.
Mm.
Ronda hopped on the apron to distract Raquel. Shayna rolled her up and Ronda put her foot on Raquel's ass.
Hole
on Raquel's
big
so challenge. Shayna won with a roll up
and this
whatever.
Wasn't for anything, right? They just were fighting.
No,
they let's were just have fighting. A fight. Okay,
then we've got Chad Gable versus Eric of the Viking Raiders. It's so funny when they do that. It's like, you know, Chad Gable versus from the Viking Raiders, accompanied to the ring by Ivar and Valhalla, Eric.
I know. It's like, and now we have a match, Chad versus Eric. A couple of frat guys, the local college, are going to duke it out in the ring.
Right.
And most of this match was just about Valhalla going after Maxine.
Yep.
Oh. And Maxine's been training, guys.
Oh.
She's in a singlet now, like a slutty come on my tits singlet. And she gives Valhalla an arm drag. And they're like, whoa, holy fuck. Where did she learn that? It's like, you could learn that in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
They made it seem like she F5'd her off the top of Hell in a Cell.
They're like, whoa, Kurt Angle over here. What a wrestler.
Right.
Oh my gosh, she could win the Olympic gold medal. And then because of that, Eric went, bah! And then Chad Gable rolled up Eric for the win.
Third roll up, second.
He literally so did many. That.
Yeah.
Bah! Bah!
Yeah. When they came out, and you see Valhalla first, I'm like, oh, this is Valhalla versus Maxine.
Yeah.
They've been teasing it. And then all of a sudden.
Especially because
Eric!
Especially because Maxine's also in wrestling gear.
Yeah.
Well, and they gave her like a WrestleMania entrance, Valhalla. Yeah, they're like, what is going on right now?
Finally, we've got Gunther and Kaiser versus KO and Sammy for the Undisputed Tag Titles. I like how Kaiser and Vinci can't get title shots.
No.
Where's Vinci?
I don't know. Even KO was like, where's the bald one?
Hey, boss, I got to take a shit. That's you guys going to be okay?
Yeah. So Owens, of course, freaked out in their backstage confrontation before the match. Most of this was Sammy getting his ass kicked until he could make the hot tag to Owens. Sammy came back later and took a big clothesline from Gunther, but he kicked out. So Gunther clotheslined him again, but he kicked out again. And then Gunther and Kaiser hit the Imperial Bomb, but KO pushes Gunther into Kaiser to break up the pin. Then Matt Riddle runs out and immediately just gets a big boot from Gunther.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He's dead. There's Matt Riddle. Oh, and he's dead.
He even did like evasive maneuvers to get around all the refs and producers and then walked right into
when
a fucking
when he came running
foot.
Out of the back at very first, I was like, who are all these guys and why are they running to the ring?
That's what I thought too.
I was like, what is happening? I don't know who they
Matt's were. Matt's got a posse.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Matt Riddle will come out, and he's gone. What? He's gone. He's all gone.
It's all gone.
Who's gone? Matt Riddle. Yeah. He didn't do too well. He's gone. What? But we just had Matt Riddle out there. Not anymore, you don't. Poof.
And it's gone. So good.
So Owens gave Gunther a DDT on the floor, and then Sammy got the win by hitting Kaiser with the Blue Thunder Bomb.
Yeah, it actually won a match. Wow. And it was a really good one, too.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, win it here. I was looking at the time. I was like, come on, win it here.
Right.
That's fine.
You could win matches with
setup moves.
Setup moves if they're low level guys.
If it's on Raw.
Like Kaiser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is all for Raw. On to awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had the women's championship belt.
Wait, which one?
The first one, because it looks exactly like the other one.
Of course. It's bad. Eric?
I had Corbin.
I also had Corbin in shorts. Yeah, and that says a lot, because Charlotte Flair was on this show.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
I had Maxine.
I had Chelsea Green.
Chelsea like Green, like Maxine. Green.
I do. Actually, her gear.
Hey, Eric. there goes Eric. He comes when she shushes. If you just go shh, Eric comes.
Come at me.
So her gear that she was wearing.
That offended you? How dare you say I come when you shush?
Must we always resort to such childish gear?
Yes.
Eric's watching Chad Gable shush, and Eric's like,
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry, what were you saying?
So Chelsea Green's gear is from when she was in a tag team with Deonna Purrazzo in Impact.
Oh.
They had like matching gear.
Really?
Don't you fucking do
fucking You can't mention TNA. What did you expect?
What's TNA? TNA?
Who are you?
Impact. So, guys, you know, I was watching NWA last night.
You fucking Mark!
And it was Funkasaurus as the champion.
You fucking Mark!
Was this on YouTube?
Yes.
You can hit You Fucking Mark and Who Are You at the same time when he mentioned Deanna Purrazzo and this tag team.
Yeah. And then who's the TNA? Who's the Impact champion now?
Currently?
Yeah.
Alex Shelley?
Oh.
Motor City.
Well, I mean, that works, too.
You can hit it for me.
No, Motor it was City Machine Gun. What was him? Steve Macklin?
It was Steve Macklin.
Steve Blackman?
The Forgotten Son.
Yeah.
Steve Blackman is the champion?
Steve Macklin.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Worst acting?
I had Dominic.
I had Zoe Stark.
And I had the NXT Girl Champions.
Okay. Ugh. Yeah. Any of those are acceptable.
Big old water for me. Can you believe it?
You know who talks like that, too?
Who?
Adele.
Does she?
Have you ever heard her like just have like a conversation? Absolutely.
Oh, you want to hear me sing? You do. You bunch of cunts.
Cunts.
When they take away the background music, it's like, "Hello, how are you? Good to see you."
Oh my god! Never in my life someone like you. All right, who'd you have for best acting?
And Andrew.
I wish nothing for the best. Yeah, I had
Heyman.
I had Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Yeah, I had Sami.
Worst comment?
I've been crunching the numbers.
Ugh.
And we're hungry.
God, what? What?
I had Michael Cole.
He didn't mean it.
I talked to him before the show and he said if he accidentally kicks his brother, he wouldn't mean it.
Wade Barrett put his dick in my ass during the commercial break, but he didn't mean it.
He didn't mean it.
He said he didn't mean it.
I meant it, Cole.
He meant it.
I meant it.
No, he didn't mean it. No, he didn't mean it.
It felt like he meant it.
He's like,
why are you guys making fun of this accent? Never.
I had Natalia with the, I don't know what who I am anymore.
I don't know what I am anymore. God. I look in the mirror and I don't know what I am.
I'm trans wrestler. I don't know what I am.
I've had so many surgeries. I don't even know who I am anymore.
Charlotte's like, I'm in a group. We meet on Thursdays.
Yeah. Jesus. Best comment?
I had the thing about Sammy making him laugh.
Me too.
Character. That was really what I had.
I got you got bitter and I got better.
Yeah, it was good.
It's good. It's good.
Worst match?
Raquel versus Shayna.
That was my slow-mo. I had Corbin Butch.
I had Corbin Butch for worst match.
Blech. Okay.
My slow-mo was Bailey and Meechin.
My slow-mo was Reed and Ricochet.
Best match?
Ali versus Escobar.
That's what I had.
That's what's going to have to be.
Yeah.
Jay and Austin was good, but yeah, we'll go
fuck
with that.
Fuck Austin Theory.
Yeah, right. That's why I did
can't
it.
Can't enjoy anything.
I did fuck him. Wait.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's probably the only thing he's good for.
Cool.
Worst move?
I had Maxine's arm drag. I mean,
just because they oversold the fuck out of it.
Because they oversold the fuck
out of it. Holy fuck!
I had when Jimmy.
An arm drag?
Right, Corey with another shit with a hard
week,
T.
Next week she's going to lock up and they're going to be like, oh my God! Joel!
Jesus!
Whoa, lock up!
That's some renegade shit!
Yeah.
How can she learn wrestling after 7 months of training hard?
The time to use any other new ones you may have added. Or was it just the two?
That's it for now, I think. Yeah.
Okay. For worst move, I had when Jimmy was trying to throw Solo out of the ring and he just fucking slammed into the two ropes.
Yeah.
And they had a fall and roll out.
Yeah.
Best move?
I had that Razor's Edge counter where Riddle jumped on the ropes and Priest was right there.
That was good. Also, the Fisherman Suplex from the top rope was really good.
Yeah.
I had Ali hitting the turnbuckle, selling that really well.
All right.
Worst moment?
Charlotte back again.
Woo! I had Charlotte for sure.
I had Ronda and Shayna versus the NXT girls. Hated it.
Best moments?
Hated it.
Sammy and
I had
and Jay.
I had Sammy and Jay as well. Joe, what did you have for best moment?
Spider-Man.
Ah, that's so awesome. I still can't even believe that's my voice. It sounds so good. It's like you altered it. Yeah, same as you guys. Sweep it.
Okay. Jay and Sammy, yeah, for sure.
All right, sweep it. Over.
Spider-Man!
That sounds so good.
All right, on to breaking news. So Paul Heyman was on Tetragrammation, whatever
what
that
the
is.
Fuck?
And he revealed that Roman Reigns took time off when the pandemic started for two reasons. The first was to not expose himself to COVID, obviously.
Right, right.
And the second was because he had enough with creative.
No.
Heyman cited the feud with Baron Corbin with the dog food.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the suffering succotash promo.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
Remember they dumped dog food on him?
Yeah.
That's so fucking
And
dumb.
He woke up and went, bruh!
He went,
Heyman also confirmed it was Roman's idea to come back as a villain and do things differently.
Good.
Well, which, you know Vince was never going to do it.
Right. I'm saying that was like Roman like was telling Vince, like, I'll only come back if I could come back as a heel and you're not writing my fucking promos anymore.
Hmm.
Like, okay.
And Vince is like, sucker and such attack. Fine. Fine.
I love you. Don't forget that I love you. I fucking love you.
He's like, I know.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
Also, a new report claims, this made me laugh so hard. I saw this a few days ago. A new report claims that there are 90 million WWE fans in the United States.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's,
is this one of their made up numbers?
That's amazing. You know, it's just a shame that 88 million don't have TVs.
Yeah, sucks.
90 million fans, but only 2 million watch every fucking week.
Right.
These numbers were from the SSRS Lucre on Trends sports poll.
Yeah, that is kind of dumb, right? Like their ratings are garbage, but
90 million. 80,
what is it? 88 million just don't care to watch, but they're fans?
Yeah, I'm a fan. Do you ever watch?
No.
Well, then how are you a fan? Well, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I know it exists. Fan.
It's like, yeah, I'm Catholic. When do you go to church? Oh, never. No, never, never.
Yeah, right.
Also, WWE's exclusive negotiation windows with Fox and Comcast have expired without new deals. According to the New York Post, FX, which is owned by Disney, is among the front runners to land WWE programming.
Wow.
All of it?
No. It just says some
of it.
They're also saying Amazon Prime, Apple, and Warner Brothers Discovery are also contenders to strike a new TV deal, which, again, Warner Brothers Discovery, that's AEW.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this a couple months ago, but, again, imagine WWE and AEW on the same channel.
Oh, my God.
They'd be like, hey, can you guys cross-promote?
Yeah. Please?
Cross-promote
Get some
for
of those
us?
Ratings? I thought FX was owned by Fox.
Yeah, and Fox is owned by Disney.
Oh, never mind. Correct.
That's right. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. These deals run out in September of next year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, usually they announce the deals a year in advance, so I would assume these TV deals will be announced within the next couple months.
I'm sure.
You'd think, yeah.
But that's also why they're putting Seth Rollins on NXT.
Yeah.
Because the ratings are shit. They're hoping to get a bump in ratings so they could show the other networks, like, look at that NXT. Wow, look, it went up. I don't know why.
Right.
They're going to have to, like, promise for NXT, they're going to have to, like, promise them, like, more fucking, like,
wild card.
Yeah, seriously.
That's probably why they're doing it. Like, wild look, card. Seth Rollins is on a championship match on NXT.
Yeah.
We need one wild card every week.
That's why you're seeing all of them, right? Make run-ins.
Yeah, that's why, right. That's what I said.
Corbin.
Also, Braun Strowman confirmed that he had neck fusion surgery and is out indefinitely.
Aww.
He says he'll be back, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Bobby Roode also had neck fusion surgery recently. So
right. Apparently, he had a second surgery.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably done.
He might be.
It sounds like him and Big E are never going to return, which sucks.
Hope they were good savers.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brawling Brute guy.
Right. For both of them?
No.
For Biggie.
And then the last thing I have was, of course, Iron Sheik died in his sleep at the age of 81 last Wednesday. You know, I'm too young for Iron Sheik matches, but my favorite one was when Hogan beat him and Iron Sheik had that huge 10-inch boner. It was fucking great.
I thought that was Tori Wilson's dad.
Yeah. Go look up Iron Sheik boner. Joe. That's my favorite match.
Joe.
His favorite moments were him on Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Because they would have Artie Lang dress up as Iron Sheik Jr.
Right.
And he'd be like, I'm the real Iron Sheik, you piece of shit. And then they would yell at each other. It was so fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I heard he passed, I posted one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That was
take a minute of your day to be nice to someone, you dumb son of a bitch.
What's so great is, like, people think he actually hates Hogan.
Right.
But, like, they're actually friends. Like, someone posted a clip of Hogan on Stern, like, this was, you know, 15 years ago. And Iron Sheik called in. He's like, "You are no good piece of shit, Hogan!" And Hogan's like, "Yeah, okay, Sheik, I love you. I love you, brother." He goes, "I love you too." And everyone just starts laughing.
Look, Sheik, when I was a kid, I mean, he was the ultimate heel. I think he was only a face for a few minutes at the end of his career, but
yeah.
He's the ultimate heel, right? He was always this great foreigner that wore the pointy boots that Xavier Woods wears now, yeah. Those curly points. And he was a great heel, and he lost to create Hulkamania.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
There's also a video I saw on Twitter. Someone posted he was at one of the Hall of Fame ceremonies, and he was in his gear. He walked out with someone. It was for someone else. But as he's walking out, he tripped and fell over, and his face just went, like, on the fucking podium.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it's so fucking funny.
He did a pratfall. He did it on purpose.
Oh, it was so fucking funny.
Poor Sheik.
Yeah. Any other news?
I got a few things.
All right.
So NXT's Great American Bash is coming to Austin on July 30th. Oh. Tickets are on sale now, starting at $20.
July 30th?
Yeah.
What day is that?
I think that's a Sunday.
That's a fucking Sunday. Yeah. Maybe if it was a Saturday, it would've been like, yeah, I'll go. Sure, why not?
Right, yeah.
But no, not on a Sunday.
Nah. Also... some new WWE pops were revealed. You get a Liv with the now retired SmackDown Women's title.
<Yeah. laughs> That's hilarious.
Yeah. You also get a King Booker.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that was Xavier Woods.
I mean,
two years late.
Right. That would be great. Also, you've got a Beth Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah. So those
and
are.
And then what are those cars?
Oh, that's like NASCAR.
Oh.
Yeah. They, what the fuck? It just got announced with them. So,
okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Also, there's a lot of wrestlers that are pretty upset about a video that surfaced. I don't know if you guys saw it.
I saw this.
So it's Jeff Hardy in the airport, and these two guys are asking for autographs. And when I say autographs, Joe.
Oh, my God.
They have a stack of photos, and there's so many, they're just putting them on the floor.
After he signs them.
To let the paint dry.
Shut up. And he's doing them all?
Yeah, he's doing them all.
He must have paid. They must have paid him.
No,
he just walked up.
And of course you can hear these guys like, "Oh man, yeah, I've been a big fan since I was a kid. Now can you sign these 40 things for me?"
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Can you make this one out to highest bidder?
Let me ask you a question. He's signing them probably as fast as he can, right?
Right. Yeah.
If you look at it, he's just doing like this.
They're trying to talk to him too.
You can't mock that. Like, you see one, just do the rest yourself.
Right.
Like, come on. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, how easy?
Yeah, but they also use that for proof,
right?
That they signed it.
That it was actually signed by him.
But here's the thing. I get it. These guys are douchebags or whatever. But like, it's also Jeff Hardy's fault for doing it.
Right. Well, a lot
if you're Jeff Hardy or anyone, just sign one and then be like, "That's it, I'm done."
That's
Rey Mysterio said no recently. Remember?
Well, he signed one.
He said, "I'll sign one for you."
Yeah.
And like a lot of wrestlers are speaking out on Twitter. They're like, "This is gross. Jeff is too nice of a person to turn anyone away, though."
It seems like it.
Even Matt and Matt Cardona said it. Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
Here's what I get as a fan. If a fan comes up to you, right, and does and says, "Hey, will you sign all this?" And you're like, "You know what? I get to do this 10 to 15 times and this guy can maybe make some money." Great. You know what I mean? Just to be a nice person.
Right.
But like, it's just abuse. That's all.
No, trust. Like when I went to WrestleCon in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
So there were literally. Imagine the other side of that door is where WrestleCon is. You need your badge. There are literally a swarm of fans who don't want to pay admission, who don't want to pay for the photo, but as soon as a wrestler walks out, they're like right in their face with an autograph, something to autograph. And like one of them was like, "You know I'm doing that right in there for $15.
Right.
It's like, "Oh, come on.
That's
dude,
pretty
just,
good.
You know?
Yeah. No, that video's, it's lame, but... Also,
right.
Jeff doesn't have. You don't have to do that.
Right.
What's going to be the worst that happened? Those guys don't like you. They don't like you anyway. They just want to sell your photos.
Right, yeah, exactly.
With your autograph. Yeah.
If they respected you.
Right. Like, it leaves a bad taste in wrestlers' mouths so that when real fans actually encounter someone, it's like they don't even want to have any interactions with fans.
That's why MJF's perfect, because he's like, everyone thinks I'm a dick anyway. And right. Like, if I'm a dick to them, they love it because they just think I'm kayfabing it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, like, really, it's like, no, really, it's I don't want to sign you on your autograph.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Living the gimmick, MJF.
Yeah.
Any other news?
No, that's all I had.
Alrighty. Rumor time.
Rumors.
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe.
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet.
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance.
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed.
So PW Insider says WWE is hoping to have Drew McIntyre back for Money in the Bank, but his contract negotiations remain at a standstill. The belief is that until WWE and McIntyre come to an agreement on how he will be used going forward, he won't be back. Mm. So he's worried about his creative.
Well, yeah. I get it.
Which makes sense, because it's been really bad lately.
Right.
I know.
You know, he's just a happy baby face. Here's my sword. I'm tagging with Sheamus.
Turn him heel and let him take the title off Seth. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I was... That was my you fucking Mark booking for Money in the Bank, was have Drew return as a heel.
Right.
And fucking fight Seth.
We've all got him.
Sure. But yeah, you want to see Drew back. He was such a good heel.
Yeah.
The Scottish psychopath. Then when they turned him babyface, the Scottish warrior.
The Scottish warrior. Nice, the Scottish nice guy.
Right. It's like Cesaro. He was the Swiss cyborg.
Yeah.
And then he was the Swiss Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, both are good guys, by the way. Joke's on you, WB.
Right. Who cares?
Right.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Come on now.
Lukewarm Steve Austin.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
I just had that one rumor, but...
No.
I guess we can move on to trivia.
Yeah.
Trivia. Who is the only WWE superstar to have a 20-year gap between their appearances on Backlash?
Oh.
So he appeared on Backlash, then 20 years later had a match on Backlash, then 20 years later had another match on Backlash.
Oh, man. Was that this year's Backlash?
That's a big hint if it was.
Okay.
So, yes.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, when he was 4. He had a match on.
This person had a match?
Yeah.
Edge?
No.
Edge wasn't...
I don't think he's been 20 years.
Yeah, it hasn't been 20 years.
I'm trying to remember these matches.
Yeah. I think it's kind of obvious when you get it.
Bobby Lashley?
No.
Oh. What were the matches?
Think about.
I'm trying to think.
Well, I don't want to give it away. Yeah. Someone who's not usually there for.
Oh, Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Man, I'm on a roll.
That was like Terminator.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, you won a couple trivias. You feel good about yourself?
I do.
You only knew that because.
You fucking Mark!
That's the only reason why you knew that trivia.
Yeah. How many trivias? Have I won in a row now?
You fucking wish, pal.
That's pretty good. 22.
I like how in our head it was 22. And then you play the actual clip. 22.
Yeah. He's like 22.
22, King. All right, fan questions. This is from Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Mm. Weekly non-wrestling question.
All right.
Piss off Mike. Or might not piss off Eric.
There it is.
Top 3 beers. Go.
Oh. Eric, go.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ooh. Oh, man. All right. So if I'm sober.
What?
And I know what. Well, like when I'm drunk, I'll fucking drink.
Always.
Like I'll drink Pat.
This isn't that.
I'll drink Lone Star. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, top 3.
I think number 1 is Haterade.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I do love that, especially when we're day drinking in the summertime.
Absolutely.
It's great.
Haterade, and then probably St. Arnold's Lawnmower.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
And then probably Crawford Bach.
Wow.
Yeah.
These are almost like beers everyone knows, Eric.
I know.
I was waiting for an obscure beer.
Right,
out of you.
Right. I know.
Well, if you live in Texas, I guess you know them.
Yeah.
Right. Those are good answers.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine, I like Smirnoff, Mike's Hard, and Twisted Tea. Those are my three top three.
Beer.
Sweet.
No, it's funny. My top Crawford Bach would be in my top three.
Yeah.
And I do like Dos Equis. Dos Equis I could drink anytime.
Same.
But I'm not a big beer guy. Number three, Shiner Light Blonde.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah.
Yep.
Joe?
Yeah. I mean, Dos Equis one. Two is probably Crawford Bach right now. And three, just to throw in a light beer, I'm a Michelob Ultra guy.
All
right. Well, the Haterade, though, for sure, is like as far as like non like on the shelf everywhere beer.
Right.
I love that. Oh my God. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's Gatorade, but a beer.
Yeah.
I'm Raj Mali. Hey, Andrew, if you want me to hand out business cards at All Out, I'd be happy to do it. Let me know. I'll DM you. I think he means All In because he's in London.
Oh.
Because All In is London. Yeah.
Not after us like mocking accents all show.
No, but absolutely. I don't know how we'll get these business cards to you, but yeah, sure.
Wait, which one's in London?
All In.
And he doesn't mean Money in the Bank?
No, he said All Out.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sure he means All In. Because All Out is in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The week before or after? Anyways. He also says, who's faster in a foot race, Josh, a duck, or Danny DeVito? That's easily a duck.
Yeah.
For sure.
We should look into going. I'm sure we could get free tickets easily.
To what? The duck race?
Yes. to All Out in Chicago.
Oh.
Or cheap tickets, at least.
For like $3.
Right.
Jake Baker, just wanted to say thanks for doing the show. I haven't given Raw or SmackDown my full attention since Alistair and Mysterio were thrown off the roof of Titan Towers.
Oh, that's right.
Nice. Eric. Yeah. Fuck, marry, kill Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, Scarlett.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I feel
one.
I should do this because Rhea's the one that winked at me.
Fuck you!
New York.
Fuck your face.
You know what? That's a tough matchup for Raquel, unfortunately.
Right.
And
so,
I,
Eric.
And I think she's super cute.
And,
Eric?
I'm going to marry Rhea.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck Scarlett. And yes. I'm going to kill Raquel.
There's only one
Eric.
Answer.
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
Yeah, I just winked at him.
Yeah.
He got hard.
Plus you're, you know, juggling my balls with your toes, so.
Jesus Christ! That's so fucking... Good God. Joe's gone. Jay, so Cody...
Oh, good. Fucking finally I can have some fucking room.
Jay, so Cody, who was once moved to tears over the thought of finishing the story and winning the WWE title, doesn't even bother to ask for a Money in the Bank qualifying match.
Nope.
And is perfectly content fighting a guy who talked a little bit of shit to him instead.
Yes.
10 out of 10 cinema.
10 out of 10.
Scorsese.
Yeah. The Rizzler, why do the Viking Raiders even bother getting changed into all that gear and makeup? Save yourselves the time and just come out to sweatpants and a t-shirt. Who loses to a sit-out pin? Not even Barry Horowitz got pinned like that in the 90s. A sit-out pin?
A sit-out?
Maybe
sit
even out? A sunset pin?
Sit-out milk and cookies for Santa?
Maybe. Your mom. Matches are so formulaic. They should rename the suicide dive to go to commercial.
That's pretty
perfect.
Good.
Pretty good. The Jericho appreciator. I've been consistently listening to you guys for almost a year now. I agree with your viewpoints on a lot of things wrestling. I just haven't watched wrestling enough to know the answer to this question. Each week, you guys play the rematch after rematch after rematch sound clip. And also this one now.
Okay. Yeah.
He's probably hasn't heard it if he's only been listening a year. He says, I'm curious, what would be some new matchups or feuds you guys would like to see that WWE hasn't had yet?
I want to see a feud between Cody and KO.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good one, Eric.
There's a lot of people that you could match Cody with.
Right.
Because he's been gone.
Because he's new, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, we're back.
Yeah.
Dashing Dan, push fire Barry, the man to defeat Gunther for the IC title at SummerSlam. Xavier Woods, Chad Gable, Tommaso Ciampa. That's another fucking Raw.
I gotta fire Chad Gable, obviously.
Yeah.
Right now, I would push Xavier Woods.
I'd push Ciampa and Barry Woods.
Really? Push Ciampa right now?
Yeah.
Just comes back and wins a title? Fuck yeah. Sure. Yeah, I guess, sure.
Where the fuck is Ciampa? All that teasing, and then Vince is like, ha ha, fuck that!
He's getting dry needled.
Maybe he's not ready yet. I mean, he had a pretty...
Why did they tease him for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Johnny said he's coming back soon, then even tweeted it. Like, come on. No, it's just Vince went, let me see that script.
I know. Talk about a way to drop the titles off by Kevin Owens and Sami because they have other stuff to do.
Yeah, right.
And then to revive the fucking tag team title picture with those two.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yummy.
Yes.
Adam Rose, Thursday. Maxine Dupri, best dressed. Charlotte's new face, worst dressed. Over under 10 years before she looks more like Rick than herself.
Oh.
She's halfway there. Woo! Looking like your dad. Joe Guerrero, Andrew, Eric, Joe, and Josh are all somehow entered in the Money in the Bank ladder match. Do you work together to ensure one of you could win or every man for himself?
No, we obviously work together to make sure one of us can win and then all turn on each other 2 seconds later.
Yes. Or like Shawn Michaels, you super kick Triple H at the beginning of the match.
That's so smart. I love the next on the Raw. He's like, yeah, I would have done it too.
Right.
Anyway, Sean. Yeah.
Uncle Saudi did my monthly rewatch of the Lashley Lana wedding review episode.
Oh my God.
I guess that's his favorite podcast of ours. I'm sure it's a good one.
I'm sure it's great.
He said, Joe created the single greatest moment in this podcast with the Who Are You dramatic reading. Yeah, I remember some of that.
That's great.
Can you believe that was like almost 4 years ago?
Wow, wow, wow.
2019, like September of 2019.
Wow. Jesus.
October. Roll up Carnosaur with Rhea getting cheers. How would you book her split from Dom? I believe I did that earlier in this.
Yes.
He blames her for losing to Cody, and she knocks him out. She catches him cheating with Dana Brooke. Or he hits her during an interference and costs her the match.
Hit her.
Hit her.
Hit her.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Yeah, hit her. Yeah, costs her a match, and then she kicks the shit out of him. Jimmy Scooter, fuck all that sellout talk. I'm happy for you guys. On that note, Push Fire Barry, you have to manscape these three wrestlers.
Holy shit.
please be girls.
George the Animal Steel.
Oh, I'll take a year.
Killian Dane.
Oh, 2 years.
Cameron Grimes.
But he's already kind of manscaped.
Who is? Yeah.
Cameron Grimes.
Yeah.
Compared to how it used to be.
Yeah. Compared to that, yeah, definitely.
So I'll start with him.
All right.
Since he's halfway
George
the
Animal Steel
there.
Needs it more than anyone, right?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll be there.
All right,
forever.
So I'm going to push Cameron Grimes because if I have to do it. I'm going to fire Killian Dane.
Yeah, and I'll fuck George the Animal Steel. Wait, wait, what? What are we doing?
Yeah, you had it right.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you're shaving his cock, so
you might as well.
You might. Well, you're down there.
Yeah. Can you eat my pussy like you eat that turnbuckle?
What?
You would eat the turnbuckle.
Come in me.
Jason Dearham, so Charlotte could just come back anytime and cash in her flair in the bank?
Yes.
That's awesome.
By the way, her entrance should start with JR. Is that a woman?
Right.
And can we start calling Lacey Evans Sergeant Slutter? That's if we ever see her again.
True.
Right.
George Lucas, did you all catch the Cody promo with Kathy Kelly? He slipped up and said Brock won't show up. Dominic Mysterio won't go away. I'm not naive to this night, April 2nd. Think you meant July 2nd there, champ. Anyway, what's your guys' thoughts on Cody feuding with Dom Dom, and does Brock crash the match?
Alistair had opinion on Cody and Dom Dom.
Yeah. I don't think Brock I don't think Brock goes all the way to London just to interfere in the match.
Right, no. Now.
Tony Khan, hi.
He's like, how much is the British government paying us? Oh, they don't pay us. All right, well, I'm not fucking going.
Why are you going then?
Tony Khan, thanks, guys. No. Yeah. Hi, I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I'm starting to not like Kevin Owens. This shit's getting so obnoxious.
We talked about that.
Yeah. Serious question. Do you have any dirt on Kevin Patrick to get him fired? Has he punted a baby in the crowd, drove a casket around, anything?
Drove a casket around.
Yeah, that's good. KJ, Pushfire Barry, peak Raw, peak NXT, peak AEW.
Ooh. Man, peak NXT.
Peak NXT.
It was so good. Like peak, the stories were great. The wrestling was great.
Fucking great. It was.
Everything about it.
Peak like, Raw is like Rock and Stone Cold.
I know. I'm just trying to. It's an obvious question then for me.
Yeah.
Fire AW because the peak was never that good.
Has there been a peak?
Yeah. It's 10 minutes for every MJF segment.
Yeah.
Steven with a V, more deserving of a WWE championship, Gunther, Sami Zayn, or Nakamura?
Sami Zayn.
It's Sami. Because it should have been Sami.
Yes.
All this talk like, of course they weren't going to do it. 1,000 days. He's got his 1,000-day reign. You know what would have been better? Is if Roman was teasing and I'm about to be 1,000 days, and then Sami takes it from him.
You know why, too? The 1,000-day thing? Who gives a fucking shit?
Yeah.
You're bragging that you haven't had a good idea to take the title off of. That's all it is. You don't have a good enough idea to remove the title from a guy on a fake TV show about wrestling.
Right.
So you're like, oh, we're going to brag about it.
And
now.
once again, a wrestler got over on his own that the fans loved.
Right.
So Vince had to shut it down.
Yeah. You know,
He got over without my approval? Shut it down.
Gunther's just over 2 months away from being the longest reigning IC champion of all time. Can you believe that?
Of course he's going to do it.
Can you believe that? You got to change titles. Yeah. That's the point of the show. It's not real sport. This isn't Michael Jordan winning every year.
It's fine if one person has a long reign, but like everyone?
Everyone. Right, yeah. Bianca, a year. Come on.
I mean, at least they could be like, well, longest reigning IC champion is Gunther, not Honky Tonk.
They're going to make up for it with giving Asuka a 1 month reign.
Yeah, that's true. Omar, wow, little dirty ass Tony Khan has commercials of Collision playing during Monday Night Raw. You sneaky son of a bitch.
Mm.
It's not sneaky. I mean, they accepted the money.
WCW used to do that, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
PCJ, this one's fun. Fuck, marry, kill, cosplay edition.
Cosby edition?
Yes. Cosby edition.
Okay. Yes. So you make a few drinks.
All right.
Do you give the drink to... No.
Jesus.
We got Maurice as Jessica Rabbit. That's perfect.
Man, it's going to be tough to beat. Although I have a feeling it will be beat.
Liv Morgan as Lola Bunny.
From?
Looney Tunes. Like Space Jam.
Oh, okay.
Imagine Liv in the slutty Lola Bunny still Space Maurice, Jam gear.
Still Maurice for me.
And then Alexa like Bliss.
Tail like a butt plug?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm back in.
I'm back in.
That's what
Yeah.
And then Alexa Bliss as Slave Leia.
Oh, that. Push that. I mean, marry that or, I don't know, fuck Jessica Rabbit and kill the bunny.
I'm going to marry Liv. I'm going to fuck Maurice. I'm going to kill Alexa.
I'm going to do that too.
What?
That's mine.
As the Leia?
You know, Star Wars. Yeah, so that's your thing.
So
it doesn't say Alexa
Bliss. It's not my thing. It's everyone's thing.
It doesn't
thing.
Say Alexa Bliss as Spider-Gwen.
It's my thing. Hear that, fans over 40? It's my thing. Star Wars is my thing.
Alexa Bliss as Spider-Man?
Yes.
You mean Spider-Woman?
Mary.
Sure, whatever.
Fuck Aunt Mary every day.
What does it matter?
As long as it's tight-fitting.
Yeah.
Wait, Alexa Bliss as who?
Alexa Bliss as
Spider-Man.
Oh. I just came to just saying Spider-Man. Joey Weaver. Push Fire Barry post-bloodline breakup scenarios for Paul Heyman. Stays with Roman as the wise man. Reunites with Lesnar. Fades away from TV. He's done all these already.
right.
No, I thought you were going to give us like, or he coaches up this person.
Yeah. No, he's done all these.
He stays off TV, fades away from TV for a while because whoever he ends up having like a fucking 500-day title reign.
At least.
Here, poor fantasy booking. Cody finally wins the title at some point, and then he brings back Matt Cardona, and he's the big heel to fight Cody.
Great.
Heyman does?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, fire the reunites with Lesnar. Come on now.
Yeah.
How many times are you going to do that?
Right.
Jonathan Ramos, my best friend and his missus are going to be having a little girl soon, so congratulations to Joel and Iris. Mm. Any fatherly advice for the first-time parents? Eric.
Don't do it. Smart.
Love them.
Don't get them hooked on Raw or SmackDown.
Cocoa Melon.
Don't be an asshole. Don't force wrestling on your kids. Look, I have a son. Would I like to watch Jets games with him? Sure, but I don't want him to feel my pain.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Right. It's true. Don't force them to like your shitty sport teams.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't force them to like Raw, SmackDown, NXT, all
right,
that.
Right.
Lesser known saint, bird lawyer. That's what they wrote.
Did we say?
Shut up.
Did we say that?
Bird lawyer. I don't know.
I think we said it last week.
Bird lawyer?
Like the fucking cartoon?
No, just like in general. Like,
what was that? What is it? Harvey Whippleman?
No.
What?
Attorney at law or something?
Yeah.
There was an Adult Swim. Harvey,
yeah, but
it was an Adult Swim.
Harvey
cartoon.
Birdman.
Harvey Birdman, yeah.
Attorney at law. No, I think we said bird lawyer in regards to something.
Birds!
Lawyers.
Birds!
Lawyers.
Yeah.
We need a birds button. This
please
is from,
respond to that and clarify, because.
Oh, yeah, please. Please do that.
They've done like 17 podcasts since
maybe,
last week.
Maybe do a carnage button. You know what I mean? Because like then all of a sudden there was carnage.
Carnage. This is from Ice Ice Shanky. Ice Shanky. Booze on Cody's. So what do you want to talk about? Is the crowd turning on him or it's just the phrase?
It's just the phrase.
Yeah.
Well. You're supposed to be Roman.
Right.
He didn't. Then you're like, Brock's my best friend. Oh, God!
And then you're supposed to beat Brock again, and you didn't.
And you didn't.
And now you're going to fight Dom.
Yeah. It's not his fault. I mean, saying what do you want to talk about, it's his fault, but the booking is not good.
He's lost two out of the last three pay-per-views. Yeah. He's shit.
Mark's got some trivia. Oh. Who is the first ever player to be cut by the Carolina Panthers?
Is it something relevant to us?
Yeah.
Blair Thomas?
Bill Goldberg.
Oh, my God. That's
hilarious. I'm going to trust Mark that that's true, but that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's really funny. I like that. And that's where we're going to stop.
That's the show.
That's the perfect fan question,
that's
even though it's not a question. But, yeah. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, as well as our other one, Hollywood Hogwash.
Yeah.
The next podcast coming out, we're going to review The Flash with Michael fucking Keaton returning as Batman. Holy shit. And follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling. Fuck, we were supposed to bring a hat on the show, but we'll show it next week.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the hats are out. We have the hats. And Eric, I guess I can go get you your hat. Can you guys stall for like 10 seconds?
Oh, yeah, totally.
You want me to get the hat?
No. I can confirm that the Panthers' first cut ever in their history was a linebacker from Georgia named Bill Goldberg.
Wow. That
is amazing. Who later became a pro wrestler. That is awesome.
Because he had nothing else to do.
Well, although Goldberg would be the first player cut in camp, he later became one of the most recognizable names
right
in the world.
It's funny how many wrestlers were cut at camp, like Corbin, Lesnar.
Yeah, I mean, look, Lesnar was already famous when he went to go to their camp.
Right. Because that's why he left WWE.
I just don't understand how someone if his size wouldn't just dominate like a sport. You know what I mean?
Well, he kept trying to F5 players, so.
Well, and you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
So. Hat. Oh, look at that.
Isn't that cool? It's a good one.
Let me put it close to the camera.
Okay.
The What's Wrong With Wrestling hat. Look at that. Focus a little bit.
Focus.
Focus.
There you go. Focus.
How does it feel?
I need to re-snap it, but...
All right, so re-snap it. Jesus.
Big head.
Jesus.
So, yeah, get your very own What's Wrong With Wrestling hat or beanie.
Or beanie.
At prowrestlingtees.com/beanie. What's Wrong With Wrestling?
Did you get the beanie?
I have a beanie. Oh, okay. And you can also become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/... What's Wrong With Wrestling?
Yes.
AEW recaps, brackets, all that shit is on there. Go check it out. We'll see you there.
Boom.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines.
With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.